What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, weekend edition of PPBD, edition of the show. Soccer, folks, I'm recording it on my race day, folks. I got a few messages to share here with you guys before I go and take care of business out here in the streets of Kansas City, where I'm at right now recording this podcast, this episode anyways. We'll go out probably on Monday, so be on the lookout for that as well. Of course, a lot more reaction to the beatdown of Mizzou this week as well. K-State soccer upset city! Yep, upset city indeed, baby. They took down on Friday night, Dollar Night, which was senior night, very early in the season, taking down Yale, came into Manhattan, undefeated, 3-0, and did we say we didn't have no chance? And the way that these scores are playing out, K-State does have a chance. They keep playing stifling defense like they did the other night. 1-0. Does that sound familiar? 1-0. But this time, Kansas State, for what, the third or fourth, or probably the third time this year, has won 1-0. They scored a goal early in the first half in front of almost 1,300 fans out there. Purple Nation, stand up there. 13 girls on this senior class, folks. But it was the freshman. And I mentioned her in the 119 edition of the weekly podcast. Again, go check those out. Episode 118 and episode 119 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. I mentioned her coming off the bench, the freshman, getting it done towards almost halfway in this game. This goal came in the 38th minute of the game, and that's all K-State needed and took care of business. Yale was undefeated coming in here, and K-State upset them. And finally, Wildcat Nation, soccer team finally wins a game at home when it pretty much mattered most on senior night, and the freshman hand it to him right there. Angela Moore gets it done. And more importantly, for Kansas State record-wise for women's soccer, that's going to put them right at 500 pretty much if you take out the tie with Northern Colorado, the costly tie. But that this win definitely makes up for it for sure. 3-3-1 now. This women's soccer team are in business now right there as well here. Let's see. Yeah, Elena Wehrmeyer was absolutely outstanding once again. 4 saves in this game, and the seniors that were sent out with a huge upset win. We saw a couple upset wins in college football yesterday. Kenzie Applegate, Rebecca Bartosz, Shannon Dukes, Aaliyah El-Nagar. El-Nagar has been kind of quiet. I'm calling this lady out. We'll call her out for goals and assists. Last year, she's been a kind of a non-factor here. But she got honored on Friday night. Kyler Goings, of course, Rachel Harris, Jesse Lauren, Bailey Nemechek, Kaylee Thornhill, Shay Turner, Kirsten Von Carr, Marissa Weichel, and Ru-Yar Williams, folks. The 2022 senior class all in total up until this point. This is not over. This season's far from over. But the senior night happened to be early this year. 22 goals and 11 assists at this moment in time as well here. K-State now. Actually, K-State, this was K-State's first time playing an Ivy League team in its 7-year history of soccer. K-State now bumps their record in the month of September to 14-26-5 all time. And more importantly, 16-13-4 at home, and more importantly, gets that goose egg off the board here in 2022 as far as playing it here at home, Music Family Park there as well. Mike DeBeanie afterwards, quote, it's always great to win one at home, especially when we haven't won at home for a while. It felt good to get that one behind us and continue to get better and move forward. And he's also talked about the goal about Andrea Moeller. It was great. I'm glad we found separation. I was hoping I could get even more separation because you can't keep a team like that in it when it's only 1-0. Well, we've been talking about that all year long, and for what it's worth, hey, you got to have luck on your side so far. They've gotten away with it. And so, I mean, but again, sometimes too now, that came back there and bite them in the butt like it did against Northwestern. But here in this case, again, like we've been saying all week, and particularly on Friday's edition of the podcast, that the defense keeps you in it. That's not the issue. So, you keep playing, you got to find more offense. I mean, we'll celebrate this win this weekend, but you got to turn around Thursday to get back at it, and hopefully you don't have two steps forward and one gigantic step backwards, you know what I mean? This win right here can change the entire complexity of the season. You got to somewhat move forward. This is a huge stepping stone. Now, you cannot go in the next game, just like the pattern reads to be, take this two steps forward, and then you lose, and then you go backwards. And you got to find consistency there. But kudos to the K-State defense, and kudos to the freshmen getting it done and handing this tremendous senior class probably the biggest win of the year to this point. Anyways, there. The seniors, it's amazing that have been here from the beginning. They've gone through the tough times and the good times. They bring a lot to the table, and their experience is really important. They are leaving a strong legacy here, and I'm excited for their future. And then Andrea Mueller afterwards, on her first goal of the season, talks about it. Well, we're going to go right here and end it with this quote from Andrea. As soon as I cut inside, I knew I had a space. I just knew I was going to shoot, and I knew I was going to aim for the far post. I guess I hit it hard enough. It just was able to skip through the goalkeeper's hands and went in. And afterwards, about the senior night victory, well, Andre Mueller, as a freshman, handing it to them, it felt really good. We really, really wanted to win tonight for our seniors since it was senior night. So I'm just happy I was able to be a part of that win, end quote. Yeah, so now, folks, it's all about building from here, right? Now, can you bring that same intensity to the next game? That's the more part I'm paying attention to here. Because we've seen this team squander opportunities time and time again. Don't want to rain on this win. Hey, look, K-State Nation, huge win for the women's soccer team. Huge. Upset Yale here at home. Huge win, right? Now, got to turn around the page. You get Colorado State. Don't get any easier. Like McColl has always talked about, Alex Aiden on the podcast. Now, can you build that momentum and knock off a good Colorado State team? You got to stack wins, baby. Stack wins. You cannot. I'm telling you, cannot lose this game. Lose. I mean, a win like that against a very talented Ivy League team, that says a lot of something. Now, you got to back it up. And the knock on the soccer team here this year so far, and probably in the past too, is getting good victories and then can't back it up. So, with this talented class, can they deliver and get back-to-back wins at home? That's the stepping stone that I'm looking at. That's what I'm simply looking at. A win like this, Yale, very talented opponent, get after it, and let's see what happens. I mean, bring in the same intensity, but again, I mean, the offense is still what I'm worried about still. But at this point, I mean, it's a pretty good bet. I said it, that one is the betting number, and K-State at this point, until I see otherwise, that they're going to score at least a goal. One goal a game, and your defense better be on point against Colorado State there. So we'll see what happens there. They still have not scored more than one goal this year in 2022. But hey, we got 3 wins, 1-0. Hey, it's all that matters. Even head coach K-State Mike DeBinney. So K-State women's soccer on senior night, very early in the season, upset Yale, who was undefeated on Friday night, and undefeated no more as the women's soccer team take them down 1-0 on senior night. Kansas State women's soccer now 3-3-1. So hopefully Colorado State next. That's going to tell the tape, folks. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, And by the way, at the end of this podcast, this is the Purple Project Postcast Edition, folks. Continue to enjoy the weekend, folks. And again, a lot more to come as I'm about to head on out and get this race going here. A lot more on the road to Dallas here. Next episode coming out, we got volleyball recap as well. Stay tuned for that and plenty more coming up. Eddie Greer, and make sure you host Eddie Greer of the podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast.